Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Good morning again, everyone. And now a call in for millennial women on the backlash by some older women against millennial female support for Bernie Sanders. Young female Sanders supporters were chastised for supporting him over Hillary Clinton this weekend by two feminist icons. Have you heard this? Madeleine Albright and Gloria Steinem. We'll play both these clips. Here's Madeleine Albright, the first female Secretary of State under Bill Clinton, introducing Hillary Clinton at a rally in New Hampshire on Saturday.
We can tell our story about how we climbed the ladder, and a lot of you younger women don't think you have to. It's been done. It's not done, and you have to help. Hillary Clinton will always be there for you, and just remember, there's a special place in hell for women who don't help each other.
And she said it with a smile, but younger women, if you're a Democrat supporting Sanders or Clinton or still deciding, give us a call and tell us your reaction to this rebuke. Did hearing Madeleine Albright's argument make you reconsider who you're supporting at all on gender grounds, or did it just make you feel kind of indignant? It did cause a big stir on social media, and then Chuck Todd asked Secretary Clinton about it on Meet the Press yesterday. Here's her response.
Honest to goodness, I mean, people can't say anything without offending somebody. She has a life experience that I respect. I admire her greatly. And I think what she was trying to do, which she's done in every setting I've ever seen her in going back 20 plus years, was to remind young women particularly that, you know, this struggle, which many of us have been part of, is not over. And don't be in any way lulled by the progress we've made. And I think it was a lighthearted but very pointed remark, which people can take however they choose.
People can't say anything without offending somebody, Hillary Clinton said at the beginning of that clip. I thought it was Republicans who complained about political correctness. But as she said, when Madeleine Albright said there's a special place in hell for women who don't help each other, Albright, on the serious level of that comment, was reminding young women who may not think they encounter sexism on a daily basis of the struggle for equal rights for women. Younger women who are planning to vote in any Democratic primary, how do you reconcile supporting a man over Secretary Clinton, if that's the issue for you, if you're a Sanders supporter? Do you grapple with it? Is it difficult for you? Are you torn? Does it hurt your heart a little bit, even if you decide that Sanders is the best candidate and the best candidate for women's interests included? Does it make you feel a little bit, what's the word, a little bit of regret that you can't vote for Hillary Clinton if you're a Sanders supporter because she is a woman? 212-433-WNYC. Then there's the Gloria Steinem incident, another feminist icon, even more so than Madeleine Albright, obviously, as a feminist icon per se, as opposed to as an international affairs expert. Steinem framed it a little differently on Friday during an interview on Bill Maher's show. Here she is responding to his question about why younger women are supporting Sanders over Hillary Clinton by such large margins.
And when you're young, you're thinking, you know, where are the boys? The boys are with Bernie, or, you know.
Now, if I said that,
no.
Yeah, that's for Bernie, because that's where the boys are.
No, I wouldn't. Okay, I wouldn't, because the boys are saying whether. No, I mean, hello. How well do you know me?
Now that comment took a lot of heat. A lot of younger women really took offense to that. There wasn't a little ironic smile in her voice like there was with the Madeleine Albright remark. When Gloria Steinem said it implied they weren't politically serious. They are into the Bernie Sanders campaign because that's where the boys are? Really? Gloria Steinem? 212-433-WNYC. So she actually came out and apologized for that remark. I'm looking for that apology right now. Well, she did she apologized. If anybody, you know, felt that she was insulting women for not being serious in their support of Bernie Sanders and just being out to meet boys. So women who are millennials, what do you think about any of this? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Tiffany in Boston, you're on WNYC. Hey, Tiffany, thanks for calling.
Thanks for having me.
So what do you think?
Well, I'm pushing 30 years old, and my sister is 21 years old. And I just see her and her friends that are similarly situated in age are kind of on the Bernie Sanders side and feel like these issues have already been addressed and that, you know, women just no longer have to push or fight as hard as they were before. And they were pretty much offended by the comments that Madeleine Albright had made, you know, and just saying that, you know, these are non-issues. Women dealt with these issues, and now we've, you know, progressed so far that we're okay, pretty much.
What do you think?
I think that that's completely inaccurate. I think that, and you know, I love my sister to death, but I think she definitely lacks some life experience to kind of speak on that. And I think when you're in college, things are a little bit different. And I think as you progress professionally, you see that there's so many issues that still need to be resolved and that we still have to, you know, push forward for. I see that on a daily basis in my own professional career.
And so have you come down as a Hillary supporter partly for that reason?
Yes, partly for that reason, I would say so.
But mostly for other reasons.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that it's definitely comforting to see someone, you know, like you, a woman that has been able to kind of continue to, you know, step up the ladder. But although with a lot of her, you know, political views and stances, that's a huge part of it. If she was a woman that, you know, we saw completely differently eye to eye, then that would be, you know, that would be a determining factor for me as well.
Tiffany, thanks so much for calling. I appreciate it. Catherine in Astoria, you're on WNYC. Hi, Catherine.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
So I'm 27 years old, and I'm a supporter of Hillary Clinton. I was definitely open to Hillary and Bernie at the beginning, and I've definitely swayed to the Clinton side. What I think is really interesting for women, you know, my age, and I'm in a philosophy program, so I'm talking to a lot of girls, like 25 to 30.
Uh-huh.
And I find that it's really hard to talk about the role of sex and, you know, sexism in this campaign. And I feel like that I'm attacked every time I bring up the role that sex might be playing. And that's what really bothers me. Whether you support Bernie or Hillary, at least let's be able to have a conversation about the role of gender. And I feel like unless I'm amongst a group of, like, self-proclaimed feminists, all of which are female, I can't have that conversation. And that, I think, is really frustrating and also a sign that we're not past the sexism, you know, debate.
Where do you think that sexism most comes in to this campaign?
I think, I think that when I hear my friends who support Bernie talk about how, you know, they like how earnest he is and how he's so angry about what's going on and the way that he portrays himself and how Hillary seems like a robot sometimes. And I really think that in that subtle, even that subtle way, I don't think that a woman can be taken seriously right now if every time they get on stage, they're yelling and they seem that angry. I don't think that we would have a woman that's made it this far if they portrayed themselves in that way. And I think that that is relevant. And even the comments, you know, like I've seen so many times, I've been listening to, you know, news commentators talk about Hillary and they mention like her haircut or what she's wearing. And that's just so bizarre to me that we would never talk about, you know, Bernie Sanders' messy hair. And it's
right.
Okay that he has it, but not okay that a woman has it. And I think it's these subtle ways that it shows that it still really is important, you know, to have that conversation about gender. And again, I'm really frustrated that I can't have that conversation with most of my friends.
Was Gloria Steinem somebody whose work you were aware of? And did you cringe a little when you first heard her comment?
I mean, the comment about the boys, I think that was ridiculous. The comment that there's a special place in hell for women that don't support women, I think is funny. Don't take it too seriously, though. I think I'm afraid that people that are already for Bernie Sanders are just going to take that very offensively. I don't know if it's actually going to gain any supporters. I thought it was kind of funny, though.
The Madeleine Albright one. Catherine,
yeah,
thank
sorry.
You very much. Karina in Prospect Lefferts, you're on WNYC. Hi, Karina.
Hi. I just want to call in, and I lost two feminist icons after those comments.
Wow.
And I've become really irritated, actually, with how Hillary is co-opting feminism or the word feminism for her campaign. And while I'm a feminist, I don't think that her policy decisions reflect that word.
You say co-opting feminism, how do you mean that?
It just seems like her campaign is using, like, if you're a woman, you should vote for Hillary. And a lot of Hillary, the reforms that she supported, welfare reform, have kicked a lot of women of color off of welfare. And I think it kind of is very reductive to only white feminist women versus kind of an intersectional perspective on that.
You said you lost two feminist icons this weekend. The last caller just before you, I don't know if you could hear her, was making a distinction in her mind between the Gloria Steinem comment, which she really didn't like, you know, that they're just going to the Sanders camp because that's where the boys are, and the Madeleine Albright, which was said with a little bit more of a joking stance and, you know, with maybe a grain of truth, there's a special place in hell for women who don't support women, but with a little, you know, a lightheartedness. Do you similarly distinguish between the two?
I didn't think Albright's comment was that joking. I think it was kind of coalescing exactly what Hillary is trying to do with the whole feminism thing.
So when you heard Hillary then say, God, you can't say anything without offending people these days, did you have a reaction to that too?
I mean, if you're going to use the mask of feminism for your campaign, you have to examine the things that you're saying. On the right, they're using that as kind of a cover-all for anything that anyone disagrees with them. I think if you're going to use feminism, you have to, you know, have some certain extent of self-examination before you go throwing those things out.
Karina, thanks so much for your call. And Jean in Tribeca, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jean.
Hi, how are you?
Good. And you?
Good. I haven't decided between Bernie and Hillary yet. I've struggled a lot because I feel like it's time for a female president, and I want to support Hillary, but I just don't, she doesn't speak to me the way that Obama did, and I really want to support her, but I haven't decided yet.
I think the cops are coming to get you for this unacceptable ambivalence.
Yeah, and I think that the comments of Albright and Steinem, I think it does us all a disservice to sort of blindly follow feminist thought without giving it real personal consideration. So I don't know if I'm offended, but I do feel affected by what was said.
What makes you think Sanders might be better, and what makes you think Clinton might be better?
Well, I think that Sanders has a lot of disruptive thought, as a disruptive policy as far as sort of changing the way that politics are, and I don't know if it's realistic, and I don't know if it can win in the long run. And I do think that Hillary has more experience and can potentially win in the long run, but I don't want to vote for Hillary just because she's a woman. But then I do feel like, you can hear that I feel I'm torn. I do feel like it's very important. And some days I after listening to WNYC all day, I feel like, well, you know, I think it's time. I think I should just put all of my support behind Hillary because it really is time for a female president. It's long overdue, but she just doesn't. There are some of her policies that just don't really speak to me. Mm-hmm. I think she's a great politician, but sometimes you want something different.
Jean, thanks so much. Call
Thank
us again.
You.
Rachel
Bye.
In Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Rachel.
Hey there. Hey, Brian. I'm a huge fan of your show. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you.
I'm really undecided. I'm 26 years old. I'm super undecided. I actually have a very serious socialist parents. And ironically, my mother is really angry with me that I'm not supporting Hillary Clinton more. She feels strongly that Bernie is an ideologue. And that in socialism, there's a long list of ideologues and that Hillary Clinton is someone who's actually going to get things done. Personally, I felt really offended by Gloria Steinem's comments. And I think it was just a vantage point into how limited kind of first wave older feminists are. I think, you know, I was undecided. Now I actually even feel more pro Bernie after she said that. I was like, I'm with Bernie because of the boys. Absolutely not. Like, I'm a fully independent female thinker. And while I would love, 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 love to have a female president of the United States in my lifetime, and personally, I never thought I'd be choosing between a woman and a Jew as a female Jew, I feel, you know, I have problems. I guess what my issue is like that Hillary Clinton engenders those kind of comments from people who should be positive role models. You know, I don't know. Gloria Steinem is obviously entitled to have her own opinion and entitled to have whatever, do make whatever endorsement she wants to make. But it just feels really pointed, and it feels like it's a all or nothing. You're with us or you're against us. And I, you know, it just, I felt it really alienated me a lot more from Hillary's campaign hearing Gloria Steinem say that.
Is Steinem somebody who you've read or heard or
absolutely
been influenced by?
You know, Gloria Steinem is the woman who said we owe all of feminism to black women. And as someone who makes statements that are really as true and as radical as that, I was totally shocked that she went there on Bill Maher. And I love Bill Maher as well. I watch Bill Maher every Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
I was really disappointed. I was just disappointed. It felt bullying. It felt inappropriate that she made a comment like that.
Rachel, thanks. Call us again.
Thank you.
Amy in Alexandria, Virginia. You're on WNYC. Hi, Amy.
Thanks for taking my call. I am responding to Madeleine Albright's comment, particularly the idea that women should vote for Hillary Clinton simply because she is a woman. I think that that does her a disservice. It does us a disservice. And my interpretation of feminism is that we'll know that we've made true progress when we can vote for a person based on her or his qualifications, regardless of gender. I think just voting on the gender line is a double standard and something that we've claimed that we are being treated unfairly by in the past. So I don't think it's okay for us to respond in that way either.
Yeah. So you're a Hillary supporter, but these mm-hmm. comments did a disservice to the Hillary campaign and women in general.
Yeah, it implies that she... that it's not important for us to look at her qualifications, but that we should simply vote for her because she's a woman. And that is completely backwards to me.
Thank you very much. Aminata in Prospect Heights. You're on WNYC. Hi, Aminata.
Hi, Brian. It's really sad. It's really sad to hear that she said this. And especially even after I'm reading, I just found out about this and I'm reading what was said on the Brian Lehrer on on Bill Maher when she said that, and he gave her an opportunity to
walk,
you know, sort of to take it back, and she didn't.
Right.
And it's really sad because she's such an icon, you know. And I'm going to turn 18 in June. I'm 17 right now, and I'm getting ready to vote for the first time. And I usually don't like to watch the news. I like to read about it more, but I don't like to sit down and watch the news. But I've been reading and finding as much information as I can about these two politicians because I want to be able to use my vote wisely to pick the person that I think is going to be best for this country, because I'm growing up and I finally have a chance to use my voice and decide for myself who I want. And to suggest that, I mean, it's just so ridiculous. I mean, if someone said to Gloria Steinem like in the 70s that girls are only interested in political activism because for the boys, I mean, just imagine how she could have reacted. And I don't do anything for male attention. Like, I support Bernie Sanders because he's not afraid to say Black Lives Matter, because his stance on the new laws about restrictions of allowable force used by like the police officers, like he's supported LGBTQ rights for such a long time. And like Hillary, recently as 2004, she was saying that marriage exists between a man and a woman. Like, there's so many reasons why I'm with him, not because I'm going to meet boys. It's insulting to my intelligence. And I'm not like the only person I know who's getting ready to vote who is really invested in this election. And so it's sad. It really, I woke up happy and I'm not anymore. Like, this is really sad and upsetting.
Can I just say, as an aside, that it is so amazing to hear you talking about voting for the first time, because I know you've been a caller to the show as a homeschool kid who, I think this was actually part of your public affairs curriculum sometimes, mm-hmm. since you were like 13. Do you think that's when your first call was?
Yeah. But I've been listening long before that. My mom has always been on top of it.
Ha. So here you are, 17, about to turn 18, and actually vote for the first time. You were probably more qualified to vote than about 3/4 of the country by the time you were 14.
But thank you.
Regardless of, this doesn't have anything to do with who you're supporting, just from your past callers. Let me ask you one thing. You said you're going to turn 17 in June?
I'm going to turn 18 in June,
18,
yeah.
Sorry, 18 in June. The primary will be in April. Are you allowed to vote in the primary because you'll be 18 by November? Do you happen to know?
You know, I don't know that, but I probably not. I don't think so. But I'm gonna actually. That's a very good question. I'm gonna Google that as soon as I get off the phone with you, because I saw the primaries in April and I was like, oh man, I can't vote. But I'll check it out and see. That would be really great if I could.
I've heard that, but I don't actually know if it's true. So we'll try to confirm that, and I guess you'll try to confirm that for yourself, obviously.
But I will.
I mean, not a thank you, and keep calling us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, I'd heard somebody say, and I don't know if it's for New York State or for where, but I think in some places, if you're going to be 18 by the time of the general election, then you can vote in the primary even if you haven't turned 18 quite yet, which happens to be her particular situation. All right, we will leave it there. Obviously, women torn, oh, the anxiety, the extreme ambivalence, the excruciating choice that some people are obviously experiencing themselves to have this year, not just millennial women, so many Democrats trying to choose between their heads and their hearts, as many people put it, or Sanders strengths and Clinton strengths and electability questions and all of those things. This is really a tough year for a lot of Democrats, and I think a lot tougher than the experts thought it was going to be for a lot of people. So however excruciating the choice is, we will continue covering all kinds of aspects of the campaign and helping you make as informed a choice as you can, and, of course, on the Republican side, too. So thanks for all your calls on it today. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Quick reminder that I will be kicking off our New Hampshire primary night coverage tomorrow night at 7 here on WNYC. I've got the first hour, and then we're going to give it to New Hampshire Public Radio. So we're going to actually listen in on how the New Hampshire folks are covering their home state's primary, which ought to be great radio tomorrow night after the polls close. So I've got the 7 o'clock hour. Hope you'll join me, New Hampshire Public Radio, at 8 for the rest of the night until however long it takes for New Hampshire primary night coverage here on WNYC. And the Brian Lehrer Show continues in a minute.